奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're here to study God's word.
今天是我们宗教教育系年末最后一天的聚会，所以我们等一下有宗教教育系的特别活动。
Today is the year-end service for our religious education class, so we will have the award ceremony for the RE.
那所以今天早上呢，小弟要用主啊指教我们。教养这孩子做题目跟大家来查考。
So today we'll share with the message, O Lord, teach us what we should do for the child.
这是一个父亲的祷告。
So this is a prayer from a father.
让我们一起来学习这个父亲他向神所祈求的，以及我们从圣经里面学习我们可以做的。
So let's learn from this father's prayer and to see what we can do according to the Bible.
我们现在请翻开士师记第十三章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 13.
士师记十三章。
Judges chapter 13.
我们最近读经的时候，我们在读士师记。
And the daily Bible reading schedule, and we are on the book of Judges.
我们如果每一天读一章呢，我们今天应该是读第十五章了。
So if we read one chapter a day, today we're supposed to read chapter 15.
那我们过去在查考圣经的时候，我们查过十三章。
And we also studied chapter 13 in the past Bible study.
我们现在请看第八节。
Let's turn to verse 8.
十三章第八节，马挪亚就祈求神说：“主啊，求你再差遣那神人到我们这里来。”好指教我们怎么样带这将要生的孩子。
Verse 8, then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, O my Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again and teach us what we should do for the child who will be born.
这是在讲参孙的故事。
So this is telling the story of Samson.
参孙他是在神的旨意底下，神所特别为以色列百姓所差来的拯救者。
Samson was born according to God's will, and he was sent as a savior for the Israelites.
在他没有出生的时候，他的母亲呢是不会生育的。
Before he was born, her mom was not able to conceive.
圣经说，神的使者特别向他显现。
And Bible said the messenger of God appeared in front of him.
这个神的使者。跟他报了一个好消息。
And the messenger told her a good news.
同时也给他一个很重大的责任。
And also entrusted her a great responsibility.
因为在第三节，这里所记载的是神的使者向他显现说，你必要怀孕生个儿子。
In verse 3, the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, Indeed, you will have a children.
第四节说，但是你要谨慎。
You will have to build a son, but you have to be very cautious.
清酒、浓酒都不可以喝，一切不洁之物也不可以吃。
Not to drink wine or similar drink, not to eat anything unclean.
你怀孕生一个儿子呢，你不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就要归神做拿细耳人，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
And no razor shall come upon his head, and the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
这个神的使者跟这个妇人说，他说，你现在开始要远离酒，不可以喝酒。
So the messenger told this woman, you should be away from wine.
不可以吃一切不洁的物，就是律法上所记载不洁净的东西。不可以碰。
And not to eat anything unclean that according to the law.
你怀孕生这个儿子，他一出母胎就要归给神做拿细耳人，就是要终身服侍神。
So this child will be given to God, which means he should serve God in all his life.
然后他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手，就是神要由他要兴起他来。让以色列百姓脱离非利士人的辖制。
So God raised him; he will be able to bring the Israel out of the hands of Philistines.
因为第一节说，在当时代，以色列人已经被非利士人压制了四十年了。
Because in verse 1, it says, the Israelite was under the hands of Philistine for 40 years.
那这个孩子，神已经告诉他的妈妈，他将来要做什么。
So for this child, the God already told her, his mom what he will be doing in the future.
他是要负担一个非常重大的责任的。
So he will take a great responsibility.
那我们也看到圣经里面所记载参孙的一生呢，真的是充满传奇。
We can see the life of Samson is a legend.
他从生到死都是充满戏剧性的。
From his birth to his death, everything is so dramatic.
那他是诗记里面所记载的最后一位士师。
He was the last judge recorded in the book of Judges.
那因为他的出生有神特别的旨意。
Because of the special will of God.
从神特别跟他的妈妈启示这件事情来说，我们就看到神有多么看重参孙这个人。
So from God's revelation to his mother, we can see how important in God's eye Samson is.
当马诺亚他听到他的妻子跟他说了神的显现以及神的信息之后，他特别跟神这样祈求。
So when Manoah heard this message, he prayed to the Lord.
他跟神说，他说，主啊，求你再派这个使者来指教我们怎么样能养这个孩子。
He asked the Lord to send this man of God again and to teach him how to teach the child that will be born.
他很想要知道说这个这么重要的孩子，他做父亲的，他要怎么样来养他，来按照神的旨意来让他成长，来完成神的工作。
He realized this is an important task to raise this child, so that's why he wants to ask for God's guidance on what to do.
这个祷告非常有意义，而且非常有价值。
This is a very meaningful and valuable prayer.
那神就听他的祷告。
And God listened to his prayer.
所以圣经在第九节马上就说，神应允了马诺亚的祈求，然后就这个神的使者再一次的跟他的妻子显现。
In verse 9, it says, God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came to the woman again.
然后他的妻子赶快去把这个先生找过来。
And then the wife called his husband along.
来到了这个使者的面前的。
And they both came in front of the messenger of God.
第十二节。
In verse 12.
马诺亚就说，愿你的话应验，我们当怎么样带这孩子，他后来当怎么样呢？
And Manoah said, Now let your word come to pass. What will be the boy's rule of life and his work?
这里在这一节圣经里，我们和合本的翻译呢，好像比较强调说，这个做父亲的想要知道说，他怎么样来养这个孩子。
And in the Chinese translation, it emphasizes how the child will be raised.
但是如果说看其他的译本呢，他这个父亲他对这个使者所说的，他是说他将来这个孩子的生活方式是怎么样的，他将来是要过什么样的生活。
If you read other translations, other versions, it actually emphasizes what's the manner of life for this boy in the future.
然后他后来当怎么样，就是说他将来要做什么工作。
And what kind of work he will be doing.
那我们看第十三节的时候，这个神的使者啊，他并没有很明确的告诉这个做父亲的说他将来是要过什么生活了，没有。
In verse 13, the angel of the Lord did not tell Manoah about what will happen to this child.
他只是很单纯的在把他跟这个妇人所说的话再讲了一次。
And he did not tell the specifics how the child will be raised, but he just told him the same words he said to the woman before.
他要谨慎。他当谨慎。
So, he said to the woman, she need to be careful.
我告诉她的一切事情，她都要遵守。
So everything I told her, she needs to obey.
那她讲过的话就是，这个孩子终身做拿细耳人，以后是要拯救以色列人的。
So this child will be Nazarite and supposed to deliver Israel.
那现在做母亲的，她说你现在开始就要远离清酒浓酒，不可以去吃不洁净的物。
But being a mother, you should not eat anything that's coming from the wine tree, and not drink anything that's not clean.
这个孩子，这个参孙的出生一开始的时候，他有一个非常完整的神的指示。
So the very clear instruction from God about this child's birth,
包括他的父母亲要怎么生活， 他要怎么父母亲要怎么样教养孩子都很清楚。
And it actually includes how this woman will teach the kids and how what she should be doing in her life.
可是我们看圣经看到最后，我们发现参孙的一生是以悲剧收场的。
But if we continue to read the Bible, we see the ending of Samson was not a pleasant ending.
虽然在第十六章所描述的说，参孙死的时候所杀的人比他活着的时候还多。
Even though in chapter 16 it recorded that Samson killed the people he killed at his death was more than he had killed in his life.
但毕竟他一生所做的离神所要他完成的工作其实还差很远。
But still, that's far from what's the original expectation of God.
他是唯一一个被敌人抓去的士师。
He was the only judge who was caught by the enemy.
他也是一个士师，让敌人大大的赞美他们所拜的假神的那个主角。
He was also the judge, so the enemy can actually praise their own God.
他当一个士师，让神的名大大的被敌人亵渎了。
He was a judge, but God's name was not honored because of him.
我们现在从他的生到他的死，看到这么大的落差，差别太大了。
And we can see his life and death. That's a great contrast.
那我们看到，其实一开始他这个父亲有一个很重要的祈求，也很希望说，把这个孩子真的能够让他完成神在他身上的旨意。
I can see in the beginning the father prayed to God honestly, but he also had the expectation this child will accomplish what God supposed him to do.
这当中的差别是怎么造成的？我们要得到什么样的教训呢？
But why the turnout is not as the original expectation? So what happened? What can we learn from this?
我们从13章14章呢，我们来学一学这个几项我们做父母亲的教养孩子应当注意的。
So we should learn a few points from chapter 13 and 14.
今天在这个社会，其实通常一般的父母亲都非常在意孩子的教养问题。
Even in the society, every parent pay special attention to the education of their child.
这是为什么我们总是想要去住那个比较好的学区。
That's why we want to move to a school, an area that has a very good school district.
父母亲即使生活再困难，也希望让孩子能够接受好的教育。
Even if the parents are not rich, they still hope that kids can receive good education.
我们很在意孩子在世上能够有跟别人比得起的成就。
We also hope the child can grow up, can be praised among their peers.
其实这个是很自然，做父母亲总是希望他的下一代比他更好。
That's very natural because parents always hope that the next generation will be better than their generation.
但是我们今天在神的国度里面，我们对孩子的教育，我们有比这个世界更超越的原则。
But in the kingdom of God, we need to have a higher discipline that we need to follow and beyond what we often understood from the society.
圣经也告诉我们，我们当如何来教养我们孩子的。
Bible taught us how to teach our kids.
我们现在如果从天使指示这个参孙的母亲来看，我们就看到神给他的第一个原则就是做父母亲的要以身作则。
We can see from what the messenger told the mother of Samson, we can see the first point is the parents has to echo themselves to be a good example.
如果我们读民数记第六章，在那里所描述的拿细耳人的条例，他所描述的事情是这个做拿细耳人本身要遵守的。
If we turn to Numbers chapter 6, it describes what kind of rules a Nazirite has to follow.
民数记六章一节到第六节，如果我们自己读一读的话，发现说，就是这个要服侍人呢，他不可以吃葡萄树上的果子，或者是葡萄的制品都不可以吃。
In Numbers chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 6.It clearly mentioned a Nazirite not supposed to eat anything from the wine tree.
啊，不可以用剃头刀剃头，要留发，有头上有一个记号。
And no razor should come upon his head, because that's a sign for him to be a Nazirite.
然后不可以接近死尸，就是不可以接近不洁的东西。
And he's not supposed to get close to a dead body.
这是这个要服侍人本身要遵守的。
So that's the every Nazarite has to follow this rule.
但是为什么现在神的使者跟这个妇人显现的时候，就跟他说：“你现在开始就要远离清酒浓酒，你就不可以吃了。”
But the messenger of God particularly told her mother, his mother, to follow those rules as well.
为什么是妈妈不可以吃
？Why is the mother not supposed to do that？
我们就看到这个神一定有意思的，他为什么会这样说？一定有用意的。
Because there's a particular will of God.
你看，通常一个人，他如果他的心里面想要，我这个孩子将来就是要去服侍神。
If somebody has this wish in their heart that her or his child will serve God in the future.
如果这个妇人她本身是了解神的旨意的，或神的律法的人。
So if this woman understood God's law,
她在向神许愿的时候，她就会这样做了。
When he made a vow to God, he would rather do that by herself.
在圣经里面记载几个人物，他们是终身做神拿细耳人的人。
In Bible, there are several figures that who were Nazarite for their complete life.
另外一个人物就是撒母耳记上第一章里面撒母耳这个人。
The second figure is Samuel, prophet Samuel, documented in the book of Samuel.
我们现在看撒母耳记上第一章的第十一节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 1.
这是哈拿的祷告。
And chapter 1.
第十一节
，verse 11，
哈拿他跟神许愿
，and that was the prayer of Hannah to God。
他跟神求儿子
，and she was asking for a son。
他说：“神，如果你是我一个儿子，我就终身让他归给神啊，把他终身归给神，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
”And she actually promised God if God gave her a son。And then she will give her child to God, and no razor will come upon his head.
其实这个就是终身拿细耳人的许愿呢。
So that's a vow for Nazarite for a complete life of the children.
当哈拿这样许愿的时候，其实他做法上已经跟拿细耳人的做法一样了。
So when she made a vow like that, she already is giving a vow of Nazarite.
我们看第十五节。
And we can turn to verse 15.
哈拿回答说：“主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝。”
15. Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink."
这个做妈妈的，她许愿要求神赐一个儿子的时候，她就已经远离酒了。
So when she asked for a son from God, she already kept herself away from wine.
我们就看到。哈拿的做法跟神的使者向马龙亚妻子显现的讲法是一样的。
So we can see the same message was in Hannah's prayer and the message from the angel of God to Manoah.
要养育一个孩子做终身做拿细耳人，做妈妈的一定要先知道，而且一定要先做什么东西是不可以吃的，什么东西是不可以碰的。
So to raise a child who will be a Nazarite in the future for all his life, the mother has to know what not to do in the beginning.
我们养过孩子人都有这个经验。
So everyone who raised a kid have such experience.
当你把孩子抱在怀里
，when you hold the child,
如果孩子是可以会已经到了那个可以吃东西的年纪，就是吃你所吃的东西的年纪的时候
，when they are in an age they are able to eat,
你在吃东西，他一定会抓来吃，孩子一定会跟着你吃。
Whatever you eat, the kid will follow you.
如果这个东西是你不可以让孩子吃的，你应该不会吃。
If there's something you don't want your kid to eat, then normally you will refrain yourself from eating that as well.
因为如果妈妈在吃，然后说不给孩子吃，那个孩子绝对受不了的。
Because if parents are eating and the kids not allowed to eat, then they will have a opinion on that.
你看，神他告诉这个马龙亚的妻子，你现在开始就要遵守拿细耳人的条例了。
That's why the messenger of God told Samson's mom that she's supposed to follow the rule of Nazarite.
而且当神第二次跟马龙亚显现的时候，他在强调我吩咐这个妇人所说的一切事情，他都要遵守。
So in the second appearance of God's messenger to Manoah's wife, and he just repeated the same thing.
让我们看到，你看。这个做夫妻的父亲跟母亲两个人其实要有一样的认知。
So basically, both the father and the mother have to reach a consensus on what to do.
做父亲的也要一再的被提醒，要遵守神所吩咐的。
So the father needs to be reminded, he needs to follow what God told them to do.
因为夫妻一起生活，要互相提醒。
Because husband and wife live together, they are supposed to remind each other about what to follow.
父母亲两个人对孩子都有一个很巨大的影响力。
Both of them have a great, great influence to their child.
做父母的有什么坏习惯，通常我们的孩子也会有那个习惯。
If any of the parents has a bad habit, then the child will easily have the same bad habit.
如果我们不希望我们孩子 有一些不好的习惯，我们做父母亲的一定要先把这个习惯改变。
If we don't want our kids grow up with those bad habits, we have to correct ourselves first.
如果做父母亲的没有办法先改变自己，我们就很难要求我们孩子真的会改变了。
If we cannot change ourselves, we have no right to ask our kids to change.
所以教养孩子，从在母亲怀胎的时候，孩子还在母亲腹中的时候就要开始。
So even when the kid is in mother's womb, they already start to learn about all these things.
父母亲要先以身作则。
The parents has to act out, set up the example for the children.
这是为什么神告诉马诺亚的妻子，现在开始你就要过这样的生活了。
That's why God told Manoah, you from now you start to follow those words.
那接下来这个孩子就出生，然后就在神就神就赐福给他，他就长大了。
So after the child was born, and God blessed him, he would start to grow up.
我们看四世纪十三章的第二十四节。
Let's turn to verse 24.
这里是说妇人生孩子就给他取名叫参孙，像参孙的名字意思就是像太阳一样。
And here it says the woman born son and called him his name Samson. Samson means sun.
Like a sun.
Like a sun.
然后孩子长大，神就赐福给他了。
And when the child grew, and the Lord blessed him,
这个孩子他一出生的时候，他就跟人家不一样了。
So when this child was born, he was different from the other child.
因为神已经跟他父母亲讲，他这个人终身要服侍神。
Because God particularly told his mother, he would serve God in his whole life.
他跟其他的他的同伴都不一样了。
So he would be different from his peers.
因为他将来就是要服侍神，从他出差。一出母胎，一直到他生命结束，都是要服侍神的。
Because ever since he's born, he's supposed to serve God.
拿细耳人是神特别给以色列选民一个服侍神的特殊管道，给每一个人都可以做的。
Nazareth was a special opportunity God prepared for all the tribes in Israel.
在利未记二十一章里面描述神对祭司的要求。
In Leviticus chapter 21, God particularly gave a requirement for the priest.
那个神对祭司对那些服侍他的人有很严格的要求、啊、
God gave very strict commands to those who will serve him.
那现在拿细耳人他们的服侍的标准就是跟祭司一样。
So the standard for Nazareth to serve God is the same, is put in the same level as a priest.
那对祭司里面的大祭司特别严格。
Particularly for the chief priest, and it has even stricter requirements.
我们如果看，我们现在看这一节经节，我们可以比较容易了解。看利未记二十一章。
So if we turn to the book Leviticus chapter 21,
二十一章，我们现在看第十节。
Leviticus chapter 21 verse 10.
这里讲说，在弟兄中做大祭司的，他头上倒了膏油，又承接圣职，穿了圣衣的，不可蓬头散发，不可以撕裂衣服。
Verse 10, he who is the high priest among his brethren, on whose head the anointing oil was poured, and who is consecrated to wear the garment, shall not uncover his head, nor tear his clothes.
11节说不可以挨近死尸，不可以为父母沾染自己。
11, nor shall he go near any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or his mother.
大祭司啊，他不可以因着即使有亲人过世，他都能够克制自己的情感，不可以因着这件事情来玷污了他这个职分。
So because he's a high priest, even if one of his family member passed away, he should not defile his duty because of the family members.
如果我们看民数记第六章有关于拿细人的条例， 他的要求其实就跟大祭司一样，也不可以去碰史诗。
And Numbers chapter 6 documented the rules to be how to be a Nazirite. It's the same description, not supposed to get close to a dead body.
那所以参孙一出生的时候，他的生活就有很多的限制，很多跟别人不一样的地方了。
So once Samson was born, there are supposed to be a lot of constraints and regulations he has to follow.
这个做父母亲的一开始就要告诉这个孩子，你跟人家不一样。
From the beginning, the parents supposed to tell this son, "You are different."
所以，做父母亲的要怎么样教导一个人要服侍神，要让他知道我与众不同。
So, how do parents teach their kids to serve God in the future? In the beginning, they should tell them they are different from other kids.
生命记第六章讲，一开始在讲这个教导神的子民下一代的时候，就说以色列啊，以色列啊，你要听。
So when in Deuteronomy, Moses taught the Israelites what to do for the kids. And the first sentence it says, Israel, you have to hear.
以色列其实已经在定义这些属神的选民，他们的身份跟其他民族是不一样的。
Because Israel represents a different status from the other nations.
这是为什么？我们都知道神的选民，他们说他们是独居的民，不列在万民中的。
That's why Bible says,Israel is God's chosen people. They do not live among the other nations.
所以我们做母亲的，我们要教养孩子，从小就要让他们了解，我们在神里面属神的人跟世界其他人是不一样的。
So as parents, we need to teach our kids they are different from the kids outside.
我们就是属神的，我们是终身要服侍神的人。
Because they belong to God, they are supposed to serve God with their whole life.
那今天在这个社会有很多的观念会互相影响的。
There are a lot of understandings or the trend in this society who will affecting us.
你看拿西尔人像大祭司一样，他对他的婚姻特别要求，要求特别严格。
So Nazirite has the same requirement for their marriage. It should be strictly enforced.
祭司只能够娶本民当中的处女为妻。
Priests are supposed to marry a virgin in their own tribe.
这是拿细人很自然一定会做的，他不可能会娶外邦女子来当妻子的。
And this is also the same rule applies to Nazirites.
那可是我们在看四世纪啊，看第十四章第一节的时候。
But if we turn to the book of Judges, chapter 14, verse 1.
第一节里面就一开始就看到参孙下到亭拿，在那里看见了一个女子。是非利士人女儿，他就爱上她了。
And chapter 14, verse 1. Now Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistine, and he liked him.
参孙的失败从婚姻开始失败的。
And the failure of Samson's life start from his marriage.
参孙他身为一个拿细尔人，可是他对他的婚姻。他觉得要娶的对象，他并没有很严格的去想说神说这个样不可以，他不觉得。
As a Nazirite, Samson never thought about what kind of marriage he's supposed to have in his life.
那参孙为什么会有这个观念？他这个婚姻观念的偏差，父母亲没有办法推卸责任。
And why he didn't even care about God's will in his marriage is because I think the parents must have responsibility.
你看我们孩子从小长大的时候，他不会一开始的时候年纪小小的时候就有知道这个婚姻到底要跟谁结婚这个事情，他不知道的。
And we can see the child when in his or her young ages, they will have no idea, no concept of what kind of marriage they want.
但是当我们做父母亲，如果从小教导他们有关于婚姻的观念
，But if we educate them in the when they were still young.About the what kind of marriage they should have.
他很自然的会设定一个标准，什么人的对什么对象是我可以结婚的对象。
Then naturally they will establish this concept. What kind of future spouse they'll be looking for.
但是现在这个参孙他现在看到了这个非利士女子，他就跟他父亲说：“愿你们给我娶来为妻了。”
But when Samson saw this Philistine woman, and he asked the parents, say, "I'm."Can you please get her for me as my wife?
虽然他的父母亲一直跟他说不要，本国民中难道没有一个女子可以娶来为妻吗
？Even though his parents told him, "You're not supposed to do that," and if there's no woman among our own people,
但是他就坚持他一定要娶这个女子为妻。
But Samson insisted get this Philistine woman as his wife.
我们现在看第十四节，第四节，十四章第四节。
We can turn to verse 4.
他的父母亲却不知道这事是出于神， 因为他找机会攻击非利士人， 那时非利士人辖制以色列人。
In verse 4, but his father and mother did not know that it was of the law, that he was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistine, for that at that time the Philistine had dominion over Israel.
这件事情后来作者特别跟他说， 这个事情看起来是出于神， 所以因为他找机会要去攻击非利士人， 这是一个机会。
Yep, and the author of the book actually told this is actually from God because God was seeking an opportunity to attack the Philistine.
其实参孙找机会要攻击非利士人，他有很多管道可以找的。
So even though he was seeking opportunity to move against the Philistine, but he might have any other choices to do that.
但参孙如果知道他本身是拿细耳人，他真的是会遵守拿细耳人的条例，他绝对不会。 去坚持一定要去娶这个非利士女子为妻的。
Because if Samson put God's will and put God's commandment and about Nazarite in the first priority, then he will not seek such an opportunity.
所以这个就是参孙堕落的开始。So
this is the beginning of his failure.
他的父母亲就顺着这个孩子的要求了。And
his parents eventually followed his will.
我们就看到。 参孙从此从十四章开始，他的作为一步一步的走向灭亡。
Then we can see gradually his actions bring him eventually to the destruction.
我们就看到说，今天我们对教我们的孩子，我们要从小就要给他们一个很正确的婚姻观念。
So to teach our kids, we need to tell them the right concept of marriage even since they were young.
我们要了解信与不信的，言不相配，不可以同乎一轭。
We need to tell them. Those who believe and who not believing, they do not match. We should not take the same yoke.
那从了这个婚姻的观念开始以后，我们就看到，接下来父母亲顺着这个孩子，然后就要到这个非利士地去看这个女子了。So
we can see, and what happened? Samson just went down to the land of Philistine and to see that woman.
我们看到这个教养孩子当中另外一个。 一个缺失就是在参孙的父母亲里面所看到的。So
we can see another mistake Samson's parents made.
也就是说，参孙他现在下到这个葡萄园去，他看到一只狮子在那吼叫，他就把它撕裂了。他把这个狮子撕裂之后，第六节说，他行这事，他并没有告诉父母。What
happened is when Samson went to the land of Philistine, he saw a lion, and he actually He tore the lion, and but he didn't tell his parents about it.
他这个工作是神的灵大大感动他之后所做出来的。We
can see the spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, so he was able to do that.
但是他为什么做了这么大这一件事情之后，他不会想要去告诉他的父母亲呢？
But why he did such a great thing, yet he did not want to share with his parents?
就告诉我们说，其实。 参孙他跟他父母亲之间的沟通真的有障碍了。
We can see the communication channel between Samson and his parents were not smooth.
这是一个很大的漏洞。
So this is a loophole in the system in the communication channel.
孩子在外面所做的事情，他不想让他的父母亲知道了。
So if a kid would not tell his parents about what he did outside.
我们今天如果从小 没有跟我们孩子建立良好的关系。
If we have never established a good relationship with our kids,
孩子长大之后，他也不愿意把他在外面所做的事情告诉父母亲的。
So when the child grow up, they would not tell what he did outside.
那等到孩子有偏差的行为，父母亲通常都是最后一个知道的人。
So when the child start to have a behavior, abnormal behavior, the parents may be the last one to know.
那时候再来后悔都已经太慢了。
It's probably too late to regret when they happen.
所以我们要怎么教养孩子？
So how do we teach the kids?
我们一定要从小跟孩子建立一个良好的沟通的管道，跟孩子可以互动。
So we have to establish a very good communication channel between us and the kids.
我们从小就要孩子在小的时候就要在家庭建立家庭纪律的观念。
So we have to establish a concept of having service at our own house.
要有。 我们自己家庭聚会的习惯，让孩子很自然的在这个聚会当中跟我们的父母做父母亲的可以互相的沟通。
If we can have a habit of getting together to have a service, then we will have naturally have a channel for us to share among what we think in our life.
父母亲要花时间跟我们的孩子相处。
The parents need to spend time to get along with our kids.
培养跟他们谈论道理、谈论神的作为的习惯。
We need to have time to find opportunity to share with them God's great deeds.
那这样子，我们才不会发现说孩子在外面做的事情，他不想告诉父母。
Then we will see. The child will not have a habit, then they would not tell anything from what he did outside to their
parents. 看《生命记》第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六章第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
六章七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7.
这里说要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。
You shall teach them diligently to your children and should talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up.
我们做父母亲的要跟我们孩子养培养跟他们谈论神的话语的习惯。
So we have to train a habit for our whole household to talk about God's great deed.
谈论神的大能，谈论神国的荣耀。
To talk about God's mightiness and to talk about the glory of God's kingdom.
但是不是谈论别人的是非，不是谈论教会哪里错哪里不好。
Not to talk about other people's fault, not talk about the weakness of our church.
亚伯拉罕跟他的儿子以撒在同行的时候，他们在讲什么？
When Abraham went up to the mountain with his son Isaac,
他们在谈论有关于献祭的事。
And they were talking about the matters of sacrificing to God.
以利亚跟以利沙师徒两个同行的时候，他们谈论什么？
When Elijah and Elisha they went along, what did they talk about?
他们谈论神要来接他回到天上那个荣耀的情景。
They're talking about the glorious scene when God will take Elijah to the heaven.
所以我们教养孩子要跟孩子能够互动，能够聊天呢。
So we need to be able to communicate with our kids.
如果我们孩子跟我们有一个很好的沟通的习惯，我们绝对不会落到最后一个知道孩子所做的事情，那时候就已经太慢了。
So if we have a good channel of communications, then we will not be the last one to know if something happened to our kids.
那我们对做父母亲的，我们要尽责任。
We need to fulfill our responsibility as a parent.
我们对孩子所做的事情，我们要关心的，要问。
We need to be concerned on how.Our child are doing.
我们现在看回来四世纪十四章。
So let's turn to Judges chapter 14.
十四章。
Judges chapter 14.
这里看第九节。
Let's turn to verse 9.
这是父母亲他们从儿子的手上拿了个蜜之后，还没有问孩子说这个蜜从哪里来，他们就吃了。
We can see here.Samson's parents took some honey from his son's hand and they just ate it. They didn't even ask what did those honey come from.
我们就看到说这个父母亲啊，他对孩子长大以后他所做的事情啊，不会去过问，也不会去追究到底是从哪里来的。
So when the child grew up, the parents no longer ask what happened and what he did and what has this thing came from.
有时候我们对孩子太过放心。
Sometimes we are just so not worried about the child.
我们想说孩子已经长大了，他应该没有问题了。
We just let it go, and we do not even care, and we do not even be concerned on what he's doing outside.
但是这个父母亲他没有问，他就失去了一个订正他孩子错误的机会。
Because the parent did not bother to ask.They lost this opportunity to correct the wrong behavior of their son.
如果他的父母亲知道这个蜜是从这个死掉的狮子里面拿出来的，
if the parents knew the honey was actually out of dead body of the lion,
那就是你拿细有人去沾的死尸，那怎么办？不洁净。
That's not supposed for Nazareth to do because.They're not even get near to any dead body.
如果照拿细人的条例呢，这个时候你就要终止拿细人的工作，就要剃头发。
According to the rule of the Nazarite, you're supposed to stop to being a Nazarite immediately, and then you should take off all the hairs.
重新献祭，然后洁净之后，把头发剃掉，重新来。
And you have to redo all all the cleaning the regulations, they have to redo it from the scratch.
你看，当参孙他如果把头发先剃掉，他就知道他没有能力，他知道能力从这个头上的记号来的。
If his hair was removed back then, then he would know he had no power from God.
但是当头发再长起来的时候，他重新得到力量哦。
But he could still regain his strength when the hair started to grow up again.
那这个时候，参孙他就不会一直的一错再错。
If that happened to him back then, he would not make any further mistakes.
所以我们看到参孙他一路错下去，他一直以为哇，他什么事情都可以做，没有问题的，他大有力气。
But because of nobody correct him, he thought himself was powerful. He would do anything he want.
最后被抓，眼睛被挖，然后死在敌人的境界里。
So that's why the unfortunate ending happened to Samson when his eyes was taken out. He was caught and he died in the jail.
他的父母亲没有提醒参孙，让他了解他错误的地方，让他可以反省。
And because his parents did not remind him what the wrongdoings, so he was had no chance to regret or even to repent.
让参孙一直往灭亡的路上直奔呢。
So he's just heading toward the road of destruction.
最后，父母亲就到非利士地去收尸体而已。
So the ending is so sad because the parents went to the land of Philistine to take his dead body.
我们如果看出自己第十六章第三十一节。
If we turn to chapter 16, Judges chapter 16, verse 31.
参孙的兄弟跟他的父的全家 下去取他的尸首。
31. And his brothers and all his father's household came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zerah and if.
这是何等可悲的一个结局。
So that was such a sad ending.
所以今天做父母亲的，我们如果真的关心孩子，我们一定要问我们孩子，他现在到底在做什么。
So if we really care about our children, we should be careful and we should watch out what they are doing.
当我们发现他们的行为偏差，他的有一些不该有的东西，我们一定要问清楚，要追根究底。
If we see anything that's not in the right way, we should correct them immediately.
我们要趁孩子还有指望的时候管教他们。
We should discipline our kids when they still hope.
我们最后来看箴言十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs, chapter 19.
箴言十九章。
Proverbs chapter 19.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
十九章十八节。
Chapter 19, verse 18.
趁有指望，管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。
Chapter 19, verse 18. Chasten your son while there's hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction.
如果我们教养孩子走当走的道，到老他都不会偏离的。
So if we teach our child to walk on the right way, and then until his death, he will not go astray.
如果我们及时的提醒我们的孩子一些错误的地方，他们就不会偏离，灵魂就免下阴间。
If we constantly remind our children what the wrongdoings he has, then in the end, they will not go toward the hell.
最后，我们当父母亲的，我们一定会能够做到像箴言二十九章所说的。
So, let's encourage our parents and can do whatever the verse 29 said.
箴言二十九章十七节。
Chapter 20, verse
二十九章。
Chapter 29, verse 17.
管教孩子，他就使你得安息，也必使你的心喜乐。
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 17. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul.
愿我们的主内的父母亲都能够抓住这几个原则，来一同教养我们的下一代。
So may all the parents in the Lord can grasp upon those principles, so we are able to teach a successful kid.
让我们的孩子都能够走在主的路上，一生来服侍神。
So they can walk on the God's way.So they can serve God with their whole life.
那因为我们时间的关系，我们现在一起跪下来祷告。然后之后呢，我们有重要教义的一些活动。
So because of time, we will now start to pray together. Then we will have our RE activities.
我们现在一起跪下来同心祷告。
So now we kneel down together and pray.